Improving hygiene through the use of latrines and hand washing with soap and water, protecting water sources from contamination, remain key challenges for Cambodia. I am Patrick Maigua. According to the United Nations Children's Agency, UNICEF, less than one in three Cambodians have access to latrines and hand washing facilities, one of the lowest rates in Southeast Asia. Nearly 70% of Cambodia's rural population, roughly 6.4 million people, still practice open defecation as their principal sanitation option. Cambodia is among the countries that remain off track to meet the Millennium Development Goal, MDG, on sanitation. To find out more about this, I spoke with Belinda Abraham, UNICEF's Chief Water, Sanitation and Hygiene Section in Cambodia.
There has been a trend towards increasing water supply, and sanitation is not on track. But the reality is that even water is quite challenging in Cambodia. Only 50% of the households actually have access. However, what we've seen with sanitation in the last few years, because of the efforts and realization that it wasn't on track previously. So I would say the last 4 years, we've actually seen sanitation in terms of percentages increasing much more than water has. But the main bottlenecks the country is facing, I think there are a number. Firstly, I think the required government investment, the required investment in the sector is still quite low. And when I'm talking about investment, I'm talking about the technologies that are required. Cambodia is quite challenged with a high water table, seasonal flooding, the cost of facilities are quite high. There's also a basic aspiration. People aspire for, we would say, high-end, I almost call them Cadillac facilities. So these are mostly beyond the reach of people. So there's a technological, there's an affordability. These are sort of the major bottlenecks and challenges. Overall, people don't view sanitation as really a problem. They don't see it as a route to many of the other health and economic problems. But increasingly, various studies are starting to draw the link between malnutrition and water and sanitation, economic development and water and sanitation. Underlining all of this is the general behavior change or belief that sanitation doesn't link to other economic good or health good, so people don't practice. They feel that it's, that their investment isn't required.
Are there some cultural or barriers to access to sanitation and hygiene here in Cambodia?
I wouldn't say there's so much cultural, but what I would say, there's more social barriers. Open defecation, you know, using the fields or the rice paddies, or is considered normal. It's a social norm. And so therefore people do it without thinking, perhaps of the links between, if I do it here, how does that affect my drinking water sources or the drinking water sources for people downstream? And so generally this social norm of openly defecating is quite a big challenge. So,
and how would you say UNICEF is responding to these challenges?
One approach we've been using is something called community-led total sanitation. It tries to use either guilt, shame, disgust, fear as a means to try to get people to sort of think that, is my practice, how is it affecting the community at large? And so that is probably the major, major challenge, is this social norm that it's all right to openly defecate, and especially in rural areas. So people will invest on a cell phone, or they will buy a motorcycle before they invest in a household toilet. Households want things that are very aspirational. So households will not normally or happily accept basic rudimentary technologies like pit latrine or dry pit toilets, where in other parts of the world, the people accept them. So the challenge is often that the technologies which are affordable to the poorest people, they don't accept. So they would prefer, because it's also accepted, to go to the field rather than to use a very basic toilet. So that means it requires a lot of work to sort of say that this is not perhaps your aspiration, but the health benefits or the community benefits for you to use this facility are much better than going out to the field. So we have those kind of social aspirational challenges as well.
What would you say lays ahead for Cambodia in terms of overcoming the challenge of access to sanitation and hygiene?
The last few years, there has been significant investment by development partners, and also there's been recently some efforts with government, particularly to establish a national strategy, which actually breaks down various components, including the need for affordable toilets, including behavior change. So it's all very clearly written out in the policy framework. I think the real key now lies with working on methods that really help rural people find solutions that are affordable and acceptable to them. And that does require dialogue, discussions, community-led approaches. It also means more partnership with private sector to come up with innovations and technologies that can work. So I think it's a balance between behavior change and having the right technologies.